I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is The Look Ahead with Scott Seidenberg on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here. It's The Look Ahead on VSiN, the sports betting network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSiN Live. My thanks to Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com joining me as we talk both college football and the NFL. And I want to get into something that I talked about in the NFL over the past couple of weeks. And it's something that I read in Point Spread Weekly, which if you're not getting every week, I don't know what you're doing. Go to vsin.com. Make sure you are getting Point Spread Weekly. It's going to make you a smarter sports bettor. But I talked about the pre-bye week systems as written by our very own Steve Mackinnon. And some of the trends have been home runs so far for us, including the over on a Monday night, which featured the Bills. That was relatively easy, no sweat. And that thing is hit. It was one of the pre-bye week systems. Well, Steve Mackinnon has an interesting article this week in Point Spread Weekly. It has to do with the post-bye week betting systems. Yeah, teams coming off their bye, how do they do in those games coming off their byes? You have a couple of teams coming off their byes this week. Atlanta, New Orleans, the Jets, and the 49ers. And so here is your first post-bye week betting system. Play on any road favorite coming off of their bye. And that would be the Atlanta Falcons, who are on the road as a 2.5-point favorite against the Miami Dolphins. It would also mean the New Orleans Saints, who are 4.5-point favorites at the Seattle Seahawks. Since 1999, teams in this role, meaning a road team coming off their bye week as a favorite, they are 83-49-2 against the spread. 97-37 straight up. That's pretty good. To hit at 63% is pretty good. Atlanta, not only do they fall into that system right there, but they're also taking on a Dolphins team that chose not to have their bye week after playing in London. Plus, they're in the middle of trade rumors for Deshaun Watson, and so Tua might be on the way out. How does imagine that? Imagine you're Tua Tagovailoa. You are getting ready to play a game against the Falcons, and all you're hearing all week is that the team is going to trade you, part of a three-team deal, that you're just not going to be the quarterback of this team. Deshaun Watson's going to be the quarterback of this team. You have guys like Chris Carter, who says on NFL Network that Tua, quote, he's a nice guy, but he can't be my quarterback moving forward. How do you think this makes you feel? How do you play with that going on? How does the team handle this situation? So Atlanta, not only do they fall into this post-bye week system, but Atlanta also playing against the Dolphins team that's dealing with a lot of distraction and perhaps maybe a little bit of fatigue coming off the London trip. It's just not a good spot, in my opinion. The Saints, meanwhile, go to New Orleans, go to Seattle to face the Seahawks team with Geno Smith, the quarterback, in a season that is quickly disappearing from them. They better hope that they can tread water until Russell Wilson comes back. Other systems here that are interesting in terms of teams that are coming into or coming out of their bye week. Coming up for this week, let's see, teams coming up there. Well, I guess that's really the only ones for this week. There's a couple coming up in the next couple of weeks that I definitely want to get to. But let's look at the teams and their records post-bye. So Atlanta, post-bye, they are 12-5 straight up, 11-6 against the spread in their last 17 games after a bye week. And in their last 7 games after a bye week on the road, 6-1, both straight up and against the spread. Interesting nuggets there. As for New Orleans, playing on Monday after their bye, they have lost back-to-back post-bye week games after, against the spread. But before that, they were on a 9-1 ATS tear. They are 9-4 ATS in their last 13 post-bye week road games, dating all the way back to 1994. How about the Jets, who have to play against the Patriots? And the Jets, pretty much like they have been in every game, they have struggled. The Jets are 2-10 straight up and 4-8 against the spread in their last 12 games after their bye week. They have lost 4 straight divisional games coming out of their bye week, getting outscored by 19.3 points per game in those games. And the San Francisco 49ers are your other team that's coming off a bye week. They have won back-to-back post-bye week games, but before this 2-year winning streak, they had a run of 2-12-1 against the spread. They are, however, 4-1 to the under in their last 5 post-bye week home games, with a total point production of 35.4 points per game. 4-1 to the under in those games. Currently, right now, in the Colts game against the 49ers, total is 44. And there is a little bit of rain in the forecast in Santa Clara. So that is your post-bye week systems. As for the odds on all of those post-bye week games, your updated lines on the DraftKings Sportsbook right now, Atlanta 2.5, and they are minus 115 at that 2.5. The Jets are plus 7, and it's minus 115 at the plus 7 at the Patriots. The Colts, or the 49ers, 4.5-point favorites over the Colts, and the Saints, 4.5-point favorites over the Seahawks. Line movements, as we talk about some of the spreads that have adjusted here over the course of the week, the Broncos and Browns game. That has moved, obviously, with the news that it's going to be Case Keenum as the starting quarterback, not Baker Mayfield. So the line has dropped down. Browns are still favorites, but they're 2.5-point favorites over the Broncos in that game. The total has gone down as well. It is now at 41. So it's a very low total for the game on Thursday night. The Ravens, they're 6.5, so no real movement there. It has kind of floated around that 6.5 mark. This game has moved. Washington is now a 7.5-point underdog at Green Bay. This was a 9.5-point spread. It was actually a 10-point spread. It was 9.5, 8.5. It's now 7.5. And the Packers, getting here to 7.5, it's like they are now approaching teaser category. At 9.5, not a good teaser. At 7.5, good teaser. Now you get them below 7 and you get them below 3. So that might be a play here. The Dolphins and Falcons. Falcons are now 2.5-point favorites. The Jets are at 7. Nothing has really changed there. Giants and Panthers that have stayed at 3. Carolina favorite. No movement between the Chiefs and the Titans. The Chiefs are still 5.5-point favorites. The Rams are 14.5 over the Lions. Eagles and Raiders, that thing hasn't moved there. Raiders are 3-point favorites. Same thing, Texans and Cardinals. Cardinals are still 17.5-point favorites. Bucks and Bears has moved just a little bit. Bucks are a 12-point favorite over the Bears, and then 4.5 for the 49ers over the Colts, and 4.5 for the Saints over the Seahawks. As far as your betting splits, the top overwhelming ones, because those are the ones I like to focus on, the ones that are getting just like, you know, an absolute massive percentage of bets and handle. The 91%ers, well, actually, let's go to the 96% first. 96% of the handle on the Patriots minus the points over the Jets. 91% on the Rams, even though it's a high line, the Rams over the Lions. 88% on the Carolina Panthers over the Giants. And then your next highest is going to be 72% on the Ravens over the Bengals. 80% Packers over Washington. Your highest total percentage is going to be 81% on the over. The over 47 in the Ravens-Bengals game. 81% of the handle. 77% of the handle is on the over 48.5 in the Packers and Washington game. 72% of the handle is on the under 44.5 between the Colts and the 49ers. And that has moved down to under 44. And remember the trend that we gave here from the San Francisco on the post bye week games, 4-1 to the under in their last 5 post bye week home games. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Follow on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Coming up next, I'm going to go through the college football board and tell you about the games that I circled. Not necessarily the ones I'm going to bet, but the ones that I circled. Coming up next here on The Look Ahead, here on VSiN.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is The Look Ahead on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NBA season might have tipped off, but there's still time to grab your copy of the VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. It has strategies, predictions, and best bets to stay ahead of the odds makers. Our hoops experts, including Jonathan Vontobel, will provide strategy and advice, as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. This digital guide is a must-have, so give yourself a betting edge this season and get your copy now for only $9.99 at vsin.com/subscribe. Scott Zadenberg back here with you on The Look Ahead. And if you watched our segment with Jonathan Vontobel on last night's show, we gave you out our best play. My best play was the Chicago Bulls. It hit. JVT's best play was the 76ers, and that hit. So I guess we're 2-0 with the JVT spot. Maybe we'll keep track of that record every time JVT comes on the show. We'll keep track of it and how we move forward. Speaking of records, college football's been very kind to me this year. Last week, I kind of forced a play. I don't want to say necessarily forced it, but I had two plays that I was sure of, and I added a third play late. And I think the reason why I did that, and it lost, by the way, it was Florida against LSU. See you later. The reason why I did that is because the week before, I didn't add the extra play, which was Kentucky. It's a play that I gave out on the show, and if you listen to the show, glad you cashed. But I didn't put it in the write-ups, and I was upset about it. Well, not last, maybe 2 weeks, whatever it was. Yeah, it was last week, 2 weeks ago. So maybe that's why I forced the extra play. So my record on vsin.com, and you can access this every single weekend, is 14-6-1 in college football. Should be 15-5-1, but we'll call it 14-6-1 is what it officially is. This week, I couldn't tell if I loved the board or I hated the board. Going up and down, looking at these games, I couldn't tell as I circled games as I do each and every week. I have a process. I circled a lot. I circled actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 spots that I circled. Does that mean that I loved so many games that I want to play all 14 of these? Or does that mean that I didn't love anything really enough so that I'm looking for something to bet? I don't know yet. Still kind of finalizing the spots that I am looking at here on the college football schedule. I'll just go in order of the time and when these games kick off and whatnot. First game I circled was Memphis, -1 over Central Florida. The reason being is because Central Florida's defense is putrid, but then again, so is Memphis's. But really, Central Florida looked bad last week against Cincinnati, and to be fair, without Dylan Gabriel, this offense is lost. Mikey Keene has not shown you yet this season that he can beat you through the air. And I just don't know. And again, Cincinnati's not Memphis, but Cincinnati marched up and down the field with ease. And Memphis, they can score on anybody in the country. And they just, Memphis moves up and down the field with ease. Memphis's problem is that they just can't stop anybody. Last week, they beat Navy. They rolled. They scored on Navy. But, you know, against UTSA, they lost 31-28, lost 34-31 to Temple, lost the game to Tulsa 35-29, a game that I had them in. Such a frustrating game. They missed four field goals in that game and an extra point. And we're done talking about that one. Anyway, Memphis is a team that I have a pretty good hold, a pretty good grasp on. I bet them a bunch this season. So that's the first spot that I circled on the college football schedule. Next spot that I circled is Navy. Plus 28 points against Cincinnati. You know, can Navy keep it close? But then I look at the way Navy played against Memphis. They weren't able to stop Memphis's offense, even with the rushing attack and limiting possessions. Memphis still scored on those possessions. So I think Cincinnati will score on those possessions. 28 points is a lot, so that's the first spot. That's another spot that I circled, the first Saturday spot. The next one, and I'm actually leaning towards making this an official play, is Wake Forest laying 3 on the road at Army. And Army is one of the sexy underdog picks this week. And the way I started to think about it is, let me take all the reasons that people are picking Army, and let me counteract that with the reason why I should back Memphis. Like, okay, everyone says preparing for Army's offense, the triple option, it's hard to defend, it's hard to prepare for. Wake Forest comes into this game. First of all, they've played against Army 3 times already under head coach Dave Clawson. So this is the 4th time that Dave Clawson's going to have to prepare to face Army. He's not a stranger to it. Also, they're coming in off a week off. So that's extra time to prepare for the Army offense. Not really scared of preparing for the triple option. Sam Hartman's having a great season. Wake is 6-0. They're in the midst of a special, special season. And it's not like Army has this incredible home field advantage that on a noon kickoff at West Point, it's the crowd's going to get in Wake Forest's head. No. Anyway, that was a spot that I absolutely circled. Moving on. Virginia Tech at home laying 3.5 against Syracuse. Syracuse has lost 3 straight games now. Now, they've been a cash cow, though. They've covered a bunch of games this season. But they've lost 3 straight. And traditionally, that's a fade spot. Like, you fade teams that have lost 3 straight games at this point in the season, because now it's an uphill battle for them to, you know, become bowl eligible, and it's kind of like, you know, counting them out. Syracuse hasn't played against Vatek since 2016. Syracuse won that game. So Justin Fuente, maybe a little bit of a revenge spot, if you want to call it that. Dino Babers has never been to Lane Stadium. First time in his career. Syracuse is going to, you know, that he's going to coach a team playing at Lane Stadium. Now, it's a 12:30 p.m. kickoff, so it's not like it's a primetime game in Blacksburg, but it's still a difficult place to play. I just, you know, think Vatek probably gets the job done there, but we'll see if we make that a play. It's just one of the spots that I circled. Purdue plus 3 at home, I circled that. We talked to Chris Landry about that spot. Same thing with Iowa State plus 7.
Talking with Landry, he says Iowa State is just they look better on film than Oklahoma State. Plus, you know, it seems in the month of October, they've really turned things on over the past couple of years. UCLA -2, same thing. Dorian Thompson-Robinson playing better. Oregon without Verdell, their defense, their offense, excuse me, seems to be a bit lost. Playing with fire last week, you know, after the loss to Stanford, they should have lost last week to Cal. Although Kayvon Thibodeau is still there, and that guy can wreck a game with just one play. LSU +9, a spot that I circled. Why? Ed Orgeron's gone. Everyone knows it. But maybe this is the time that the players kind of play for him, knowing that this is their last hurrah. And some of these players, I talked about fading them because of, you know, in previous weeks, because of the fact that Ed O was out the door and players know it and they've checked out. But I'll tell you what, against Florida, a lot of these backups really played well because they lost a bunch of starters to injuries, and a lot of these backups played surprisingly well. And maybe that's the key here for LSU, is these players playing for their futures, playing for spots on this team next year, for whoever comes in and coaches this team. Plus, Ole Miss and Matt Corral comes into this game so banged up. Lane Kiffin just even admitted that Matt Corral is just banged up in this spot. Pitt -3 against Clemson I circled. I circled the over in that game as well. BYU and Washington State is a spot that I had circled just because of the coaching things. And Liberty, -21.5. I don't normally play high favorites, but I think Liberty, coming off the loss last week as a 30-point favorite, actually blows out North Texas this week. Let's talk a little bit more about some of these college football situational spots with our very own Adam Burke, VSiN.com. He'll join us next. Coming up next, I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's the Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Follow on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSiN Live.
This is the Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here with you, the Look Ahead, here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Joined now by our very own Adam Burke. You read his stuff in Point Spread Weekly on VSiN.com, the daily newsletter. Burke's betting blurbs, he's all over the place. He's the hardest working man here at VSiN. What's going on, Adam?
Not a whole lot, man. You and I were talking before we came back from the break about Coastal Carolina and App State tonight, and it just sort of embodies the college football season as a whole, where App State looked awful last week. Then they run up 570 yards on Coastal this week. You can't really trust anybody in college football, it seems.
Yeah, you really can't trust anybody. And sometimes I think like I outsmart myself sometimes, and I think this week my approach is just going to be the old KISS adage. KISS, keep it simple, stupid. That's what I'm going to tell myself as I look through this board this week. Because I'll admit, I can't tell if I love this board or I hate this board. But I did circle a bunch of spots. So let's talk about some of these situational spots first that you wrote about in this week's edition of Point Spread Weekly. And let's start with Thursday night coming up here. Louisiana laying 18 on the road at Arkansas State, Adam.
Yeah, you know, this one's interesting. I mean, obviously, you know, we just talked about App State and what they did the previous week against Louisiana, and that's a personal game for Louisiana. I mean, back in 2018, they lost twice to Appalachian State. Same thing in 2019, with the second loss both of those years being the Sun Belt Conference Championship game. So that game against App State is one that Louisiana absolutely puts a ton into. Here this week, they're taking on Arkansas State. And Arkansas State, one of the worst defenses in FBS, one of the worst defenses in college football. But 18 points is a lot here. With an Arkansas State offense that will throw it around the yard, is coming off the bye with Louisiana in maybe a little bit of a letdown spot coming off that game against Appalachian State. So I think Arkansas State's worth a look here, getting the 18. I also think over 70, probably worth a look too, because when you talk about a lack of focus, usually that tends to show up on the defensive side of the equation. So maybe Arkansas State gets their points in this game on Thursday night as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've already seen Arkansas State play in a bunch of high-scoring games, including, 55-50 against Memphis, 105 total points in that game. How about Friday? You have a situational spot here. UConn involved, huh? UConn, really?
Yeah, you know, I look at a game like this, and, you know, when you're a program like Middle Tennessee State, I mean, this is a game that you need to go out there and win, and you need to look pretty good in the process, I think, because you don't get a lot of gimme games. You know, obviously, Middle Tennessee was pretty good when they had Brent Stock still, and you know, they had some pretty decent teams there in Murfreesboro, but this isn't really one of them. But this is one of those games where if you want to make a bowl game, if you want bowl eligibility, you cannot let an opportunity like this go by the wayside. And I think with a veteran head coach like a guy in Rick Stockstill, I think Middle Tennessee shows up motivated, ready to play here. UConn got their win last week. They beat Yale. They had a couple close calls before that against UMass and Vanderbilt. This sort of feels to me here like maybe UConn just kind of falls flat in this situation and Middle Tennessee is able to take advantage. So it is a big, scary, uncomfortable number with the Blue Raiders laying 15 on the road. But I think this number is that big for a reason, and I think this is a pretty decent spot for Middle Tennessee State, even with kind of unique travel to a place like Connecticut.
All right, let's go to Saturday, and let's talk about a game that I think you and I might be on opposite sides of. And it's great because I want your take on this. Wake Forest at Army. Wake is laying 3.5, depending on where you get the line at, and it seems like a lot of people are on Army, and reading your article here in Points Spread Weekly, it seems like you're leaning on Army as well.
Yeah, you know, I think this is really tricky. I mean, obviously we saw Army take on Wisconsin last week, and I thought it was a really bad spot for Wisconsin. I mean, I don't know why you want to go out there and get cut blocked for 35 minutes in the middle of conference play, but, you know, it's kind of the way that these teams wound up scheduling these things. I think what helps Wake Forest in this situation is that their offense is more efficient than Wisconsin's. Obviously, I mean, just about every offense in the country feels more efficient than Wisconsin's. But at the same time, this is a weird travel spot for Wake Forest going up to West Point. And even though they've scored 35 points in every game, they're only 57th in yards per play and 67th in touchdown percentage inside the red zone. So if Wake Forest lets some of their limited possessions kind of go with three or not even getting points on them, that's a really problematic spot for them here against Army. So Dave Clawson, obviously familiar with the option. He's had some time to prepare for it and all of that because Wake Forest is off the bye. But still, this is just a really tricky spot here for the Demon Deacons. And I feel like I'd be on Army or nothing here, but not entirely sure if I'm going to play this game or not.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dave Clawson and his familiarity, and that's really what I'm drawing on because they've played Army three times already with him as the head coach at Wake Forest. So this is actually the fourth time that he's going to have to prepare for this Army offense. And you mentioned the extra week of time that he has to prepare for him. So it's not like it's catching him off guard. I think there's familiarity and he's comfortable preparing against this Army team. In the games that he has coached against Army, there was the last time they played was 2016, and Army won that game 21-13. But Wake Forest won 17-14 in 2015 and 24-21 in 2014. Again, those are 3-point lines. So if it's 3.5, Army seems like it's the right side of the games here in these games, but I'll just say that there is familiarity, and they are 2-1 under Dave Clawson so far playing against Army. So that's my take on that game. One game I circled, actually, and I kind of like LSU against Ole Miss because Matt Corral is not that healthy. And I kind of bet against LSU last week with Florida, and it bit me at him. And the reason one of the reasons, obviously, because the whole Edo situation, but all the players being out for LSU, all the star players, especially their entire starting secondary is out, right? But those backups played really well last week. And backups at LSU are starters pretty much at most schools around the country. I feel like maybe now is an opportunity, and tell me if you agree with this, for a lot of these players to play for their football lives. They're essentially auditioning for spots on this team next year or spots on whatever team they decide to play for when they enter the transfer portal. So I think a lot of these kids from LSU are going to ball out hard for the remaining games this season.
Yeah, you know, I think it probably helps LSU to have some finality to what's happening with Ed Orgeron, because, you know, otherwise it's just a black cloud. You know, it's just kind of hovering over everybody. It's in the locker room. Everybody knows that his job was very much on the line. Now you know, and we did see LSU rally. Maybe the players knew before we did last week. We saw them rally. I've been taking a lot of overs with LSU because I'm not real impressed with their physicality, but we saw them rally. I mean, they won a game. They got the running game going last week. That was certainly a big-time surprise for them. At least now they know what's happening here with Ed Orgeron. And as you mentioned, for Ole Miss, Matt Corral is not healthy. Lane Kiffin coming off of a game against Tennessee that he obviously puts a lot of stock into. Certainly puts a lot of stock into the Alabama game. That wasn't that long ago. And the game in between was the 52-51 game against Arkansas. So I look at this spot for Ole Miss, and I really wonder how much juice they can show up with in this spot after the last three games that they've played and with Matt Corral not healthy. So I think LSU plus the points is actually worth a look here. And in fact, we have seen this line come down a little bit from 10.5 to as low as 9. But like I said, I think now all of a sudden, instead of this uncertainty that made me want to go against LSU in some capacity, now at least a decision has been made. Everyone can move forward. And I think that's a benefit in Baton Rouge.
Take me to the Big Ten. Talk to me about Northwestern at Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of those situations to me where this is just too big of a number with Northwestern taking on Michigan. First, you've got a low total in this game in the low 50s. I think this game is a little bit lower scoring of an expectation than that. But you've got a Michigan team here that plays Michigan State next week in East Lansing. They've got three top 10 games left on the schedule here, assuming that everything kind of plays out as expected with Michigan State, Penn State, and of course the Ohio State game Thanksgiving weekend. And we've already seen Michigan play down to inferior teams. They won ugly over Rutgers. They won ugly against Nebraska. I don't think we really get the full Michigan experience here. Maybe we do. Maybe we could call this the full Michigan experience of playing down to the opposition, not blowing out a Northwestern team that they probably should. Northwestern much worse defensively than they usually are. They're not looking very good on offense either. But you're getting 23.5 here. And I don't think that Harbaugh is really the kind of guy to run it up. And I don't think he has the personnel to run this thing up either. So I think Northwestern hangs around in this game, makes everybody pretty uncomfortable in Ann Arbor as the Wolverines kind of look ahead to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and that's the big spot, looking ahead to bigger and better things. Adam, you mind hanging on? Can we get into the NFL on the other side of the break?
Let's do it, man.
All right, awesome. Yeah, because I definitely want to get into your survivor picks, because you're still alive, I'm still alive, and we're trying to continue to survive and advance here in survivor pools. He's Adam Burke. You read his stuff in Point Spread Weekly, our VSiN sports betting analyst. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. Coming up next, we'll get into the NFL. We'll talk about the survivor picks. We'll talk about the teaser scenarios this week, because one game is actually fast approaching a teaser spot based on the line movement. I'm Scott Seidenberg. He's Adam Burke. We'll do a little bit more on the NFL coming up next here on The Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is the Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
First Bet wants to get you ready for the Breeders' Cup with a chance to win $1,000 in free bets. Go to VSiN.com/horses to enter for your chance to win. The grand prize winner will have $1,000 deposited into their accounts before Friday, November 5th, just in time for the Breeders' Cup. There are plenty of runner-up prizes as well, so sign up today at VSiN.com/horses. Terms and conditions apply. Go to VSiN.com/horses for more information. Scott Seidenberg back here on the Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are rejoined by Adam Burke, our VSiN Sports Betting Analyst. You read his stuff in Point Spread Weekly, the daily email newsletters as well. And Adam, an article that you've been writing in Point Spread Weekly every single week has been on Survivor Picks. And so far, through 6 weeks of an NFL season, you are still alive with your Survivor Picks. Give us a quick recap of who you've taken so far in these 6 weeks.
Yeah, so far here, Scott, I've taken the Rams in week one, Packers week two, the Broncos week three, the Bengals in that game against the Jaguars in week four, had the Ravens against the Colts on Monday Night Football in week five, and then had Dallas here this past week against the Patriots. So I've certainly made the last 3 weeks way too close for comfort, but you know, we'll see what happens here in week seven.
All right. Well, there are plenty of games here in week seven. I talked about this earlier with somebody. It's more like a college football board when you look at all these high spreads. So talk to me about these games that we can consider.
Yeah. So, I mean, as I said, I took the Rams in week one. And one of the things I've been trying to do in the article, just in the spirit of a Survivor contest, is not double up, not use a team as the pick that I've already used here so far. I do include teams in the games to consider section in that article. So obviously, look, I mean, you have to consider the Rams here. They're a 15-point favorite at home in this Matt Stafford, Jared Goff revenge game, I guess we'll call it here. But obviously the Rams have been so much better than Detroit. Rams are, I think, second in the league in yards per play. Detroit is 31st or 30th, something like that. So that's one of those situations where the Rams are just by default going to find more ways to score, going to find ways to win this game. Also, something really interesting about Detroit, one of the reasons I like the Rams for the first half in this game, over 46% of Detroit's passing yards have come in the fourth quarter this year.
Wow.
So Goff doing his garbage time thing, as we've kind of come to expect from him. Tampa Bay's got to be another consideration. I mean, they're a two-score favorite here against the Chicago Bears. So a massive line, massive home favorite. But for me, I think the Patriots are the play this week, and that's even with Arizona as an 18-point favorite out there on the board. But, you know, look, to me, you want to try and keep as many good teams as possible. And as I said, I've already taken the Rams. I've already taken the Cowboys. I've already taken the Ravens and the Packers. So I've already taken four of the six best teams, in my opinion, in the NFL. So I've got to leave Arizona here, I think, for an opportunity down the line. So I'll take the Patriots this week. I mean, look, we saw what the Patriots did to the Jets in week two, 25-6. Zach Wilson looked awful, threw four picks in that game. Bill Belichick, look, I mean, this is what he does. He just confuses rookie quarterbacks. I think he's 24-6, 23-6 now in his career with the Patriots against rookie quarterbacks. So, look, I don't need New England to win by more than 7. I do think that they do. I do actually like them minus 7 this week. But I think from a survivor standpoint, this is a really good opportunity to take a mediocre team that you wouldn't take otherwise and save one of the better teams for further down the line.
That's smart. And in going it with the theme of these heavy favorites, these teams that are under consideration for survivor pools, tell me, how does a 4-team money line parlay lose with the Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, and Packers? It's minus 141. Why shouldn't I bet that, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see a way that that loses. The one weakness to me, I think, a little bit would be Green Bay. You know, just because they've had a lot of injuries here to a lot of key players throughout the course of the season, really on both sides of the ball here. And also, Green Bay plays Arizona on Thursday next week. So they've got the really quick turnaround for what should be an excellent Thursday night game, by the way, with the Packers and the Cardinals. And then the Chiefs come to Lambeau Field after that. So there is a look-ahead possibility here for Green Bay. Washington's probably bad enough for Green Bay to avoid losing this game outright. But I think the Packers would be the one weak link in that. But again, I think that they still take care of business. I'm just not sure they'll cover the full number here of 8.5.
Come on, they're wearing their Oregon jerseys at Lambeau Field, right? It's going to be exciting
on
Sunday.
Those things look nice. Those look real sharp. I like them a lot.
They look like Oregon jerseys. They're Nike Oregon jerseys. That's what they are. Come on. It's the Green Bay Ducks that are going to be playing on Sunday against Washington. Yeah, I think putting those four teams together in a money line parlay, it's minus 141. So to me, I just don't see how that loses. And I guess you could throw the Patriots in there if you want to get it to even money or plus money. You think the Patriots are going to handle their business against the Jets. One of the teams that I've been considering in a teaser spot has been the Baltimore Ravens. They're 6.5-point favorites over the Bengals. But yet there's something about this matchup, Adam, that gives me hesitancy. Do you think Cincinnati can go into Baltimore and upset the Ravens this Sunday?
I'll say this. I like Cincinnati plus the 6. I don't know if they win this game. And I talked about this on Betting Across America today with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum when I went in studio, that I think you could find a scenario here where Baltimore covers the teaser leg and Cincinnati covers the plus 6, where Baltimore maybe wins by a field goal or by 4, something like that. Look, you're asking a lot of Baltimore in this spot, I think. They've already played several emotional games.
Yep.
They've had a ton of injuries throughout the course of the season. We know that Lamar Jackson is not 100%, and Baltimore is on the bye next week. So I think there is a little bit of a look-ahead factor to getting that week off, to getting that rest, along with, I mean, look, could they have possibly played a better game last week than they did against the Chargers? I don't think so. And a horse player once told me, you want to fade a horse off of his best all-time performance. Wasn't an all-timer for Baltimore. It was maybe their most complete performance this season. But I think that getting the 6 here with Cincinnati, and also, too, I mean, think about the line. This line never hit 7, didn't open 7, mm-hmm, and it got to 7, anything like that. I think that's a little bit of a telling indicator here that Cincinnati is certainly live to cover the number and possibly live for the upset.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm kind of might stay away from it on the teaser leg there. The Kansas City Chiefs, 5.5 over the Titans. Tennessee with a big victory over Buffalo on Monday night, now taking on a Chiefs team. And yeah, people are going to say, how are the Chiefs going to stop Derrick Henry and this offense with as bad as they've been? The Chiefs defense looked a little bit better. Again, it was against Washington, though. We understand that. But are the Titans plus the points the right side of this game? Or are we starting to buy into Kansas City kind of righting the ship here?
I'm not sure if it's a buy on Kansas City, but I do agree with the line move, and I'm kind of entertaining the minus 5.5 here. I think it's more of a fade of Tennessee, where obviously coming off the short week, that's kind of a difficult thing for them. And look, I mean, yeah, Derrick Henry is awesome, but you still have some concerns about the passing game, still have some concerns about how that part of the team is gelling for Tennessee. And again, for Kansas City, I know it's, you know, what's wrong with Mahomes, what's up with all the interceptions, this and that. I mean, look, they've turned the ball over 14 times. They're still third in the NFL in percentage of possessions that they've scored on. They're still first in the NFL in points per drive. That's with 14 turnovers, the most in the league. I mean, this offense is still very, very elite. And again, their losses, Ravens, Chargers, and Bills, three division leaders, three teams that are definitely going to the playoffs. They had that close game against the Browns, who, you know, at that time certainly looked like a playoff contender. Yeah, Tennessee is going to back into the playoffs by default and probably win that division. But I think this is a good spot to take Kansas City again, where they're just going to outscore Tennessee. This is the Philadelphia game all over again, I think.
Yeah, it's a good point, and that's kind of the way that I look at it as well. One last game I want to bring up, Atlanta against Miami. The Dolphins elected not to have their bye week after the London game, so they return home to face Atlanta coming off of their bye. And Miami's dealing with a lot of distractions here. You know, who's going to be the quarterback this week? Who's going to be the quarterback next week? What's going on? Who's going to be on this team next week with all these trade rumors and whatnot? I just think Atlanta is the right spot here. And the fact that it's under a field goal just puts a huge smile on my face, Adam.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think so, too. I mean, look, for Atlanta, they're coming off the bye. And we know Art Smith is a brilliant offensive mind. And it hasn't fully shown up yet with the Falcons. But I think it will in time and possibly could show up here this week. But also, I think Miami is just awful. I mean, I think Miami is one of the worst teams in the NFL. Flores is very much on the hot seat. That doesn't look like it's going to come to a good ending for the franchise. Now you get all this Deshaun Watson talk. You wonder how in favor of that move the players are. But just from a matchup standpoint, I mean, who's going to be in the secondary for the Dolphins in this game? They are badly beaten up back there. And if Atlanta can get this offense on track off the bye, I think there's a good chance they do that with Matt Ryan getting to talk a little bit more with Art Smith, kind of figure things out here. I think Atlanta has to be the side. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Miami gets blown out here. I really, truly wouldn't.
Adam, I appreciate the time and the insight. Look forward to chatting again next week, bud.
Absolutely, Scott. Have a good night.
There he is, Adam Burke, our sports betting analyst here at VSiN. You read his stuff in Point Spread Weekly and in the daily subscriber newsletters as well. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Follow on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSiN Live. We will continue to break down the card in the NFL, college football. We'll preview Thursday night football and the Major League Baseball postseason as well. Here on The Look Ahead on VSiN.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.